welcome to episode 73 of Gossip Column. Yes, the show which discusses who is going where in association with Loserpool. As you should know the drill by now, 10 minutes of your time is all I need. In return, you get a big plate of juicy transfer gossip. Now, admittedly, yesterday's plate wasn't as juicy. If it was under the Trade Description Act, I would be very guilty. Apologies for that. I can only read what's in front of me. However, today, the list is a lot longer. It's bursting at the seams. So let's not waste any more time as we delve into our transfer bundle. And where should we start? Let's start it in Madrid. And it's not necessarily Gareth Bale. It's more Paul Pogba. However, the two players do seem to be interconnected because it's just a sort of a recap of Operation 200, the skirmish or the transfer window that was launched last week by the Spanish giants. Really, they just need to get rid of Gareth Bale to get in Paul Pogba. The problem being, obviously, that Bale's on £600,000 a week. There's a very small list of suitors that can take on that financial burden, especially at the age of 30. However, China seems to be this heralding landscape of funds and craziness and, you know, £20 million welcome bonus on top of his weekly wage. You almost sort of think to yourself, well, I guess you have to take the money. I mean, really, if you're not going to be loved in Madrid, you might as well just cash in, really. He's won everything. You can't really blame him, although it's a bit of a sort of a sad end to what has been a glittering career. But, you know, at the end of the day, money does really talk, doesn't it? And I think it's going to talk quite loud. Real Madrid are doing their very best to edge bail out the exit door so they can get in the French international Pogba. But, you know, unless Bale moves on, it might be halted in its tracks. Let's go to Tottenham now, and they are ready to spend heavily again this week. They've already broke their transfer record once this summer. It looks like they could be doing it again because Nabil Fekir has been spotted in Seville, and that means that a move to Betis is edging really close, and that then frees up Lo Celso to go from Betis to Tottenham. However, Tottenham spending is not going to stop there because they're also set to sign Ryan Sessegnon. Fulham want £40 million. But Spurs are confident of getting him for 25, considering he's got 1 year left on his contract. So things are edging towards transfer business in the White Hart of North London, and that's good news to Tottenham fans. More good news to Tottenham fans is the fact that Toby Alderweireld expects to be a Tottenham player next season. The clause in his contract must be activated by the end of Thursday, if I believe that correctly, if not Friday, one of those two dates. And as things stand, it's only really Roma that are in any sort of positions that make a concrete bid, and it's not really one that is exciting Alderweireld enough to switch from the English capital to the Italian capital. And that's, you know, I think what you'd expect, really, no disrespect to Tottenham, to Roma. However, with Alderweireld, I've always personally felt that he'll at least go on a free at the end of next season, but there's still hope. You know, the longer he's at Tottenham in this sort of post-August phase, then there is always hope he can get round the table, sign a new deal. So there is a cause for optimism there also. In terms of losing players, however, it might be that Danny Rose is on the move. We've spoken about PSG. It now could be Juventus. Mauricio Sarri obviously saw him up close last season. He's now the Juventus manager. And he's thinking, yeah, I'll have a bit of that. And that would be quite the career move, wouldn't it, for Danny Rose? I've said that many times before in the last sort of couple of weeks. I don't really want to keep repeating myself, but you know, it's far better than going to Everton, West Ham, Newcastle. And fair play to him if a move like that does materialise. But it could be that some of Europe's elite are sniffing around the 29-year-old England international. Manchester City, and they've denied that Bayern Munich's claims of a bid for Leroy Sané has been accepted. £100 million is what Bayern are saying. City are saying, nein, nix so gut. And apologies for my ropey German this early in the morning. But yeah, you get the idea. Man City are saying, no, that's not happening. Also, another deal that's not happening is Christian Eriksen going to Atletico Madrid. That was something that was sort of mooted a week or so ago. Obviously, Eriksen said, I want to move on a new project, a big club. That big club is not Real Madrid. That route has been completely blocked off. So then there was a sort of side switch to Atletico Madrid. But then you sort of wondered, is it really the big club mantle? Obviously, Christian Eriksen's teammate Kieran Trippier has gone there. I don't think he was necessarily looking for that big club. He just wanted a move. But, you know, unfortunately for Eriksen, it looks like James Rodriguez has pushed into the front of the queue in terms of Atletico Madrid's targets. And it looks like the attention is switching to the Colombian rather than the Dane. So, good news for Tottenham, not good news for the Dane. Again, I think if he stays there post that August phase, then there's more hope of him getting around the negotiating table and signing a contract. So, Tottenham fans will live in hope. And Atletico Madrid will be hoping they can get James Rodriguez. Barcelona, they're set to open talks for Lionel Messi. A 4-year deal is going to be offered. That would take him up to the age of 36. I mean, if it was up to Barcelona, they'd have him to the age of 56, wouldn't they? And I wouldn't blame them either. Antoine Griezmann says a move to Manchester United was a possibility at one stage. But obviously Barcelona, they were sniffing around and they came calling. And, you know, there's only really going to be one choice. However, Griezmann has said at some point he'd like to play alongside international teammate Alexander Lacazette at club level. So maybe a bit of a nudge to the Barcelona board as to, quick, let's get him as well. But I don't think they've got the money for that. I think they're being a bit greedy. Harry Maguire, this is an interesting one. He's no closer to a Leicester exit, which, the start of last week, you know, it was all the medical's on the way, the deal's been done. So basically, don't believe anything you listen to or read. It's all nonsense. And I've wasted all your time all summer. I apologise. Moving on. Manchester United, and they are preparing to get David De Gea to sign that improved deal worth £117 million, which would run to 2025. And De Gea wants to become captain, which I don't think is a bad shout, actually. He's obviously going to be one of the elder statesmen. You know, there's a question sometimes about whether a goalkeeper should be captain, but, you know, I think that he could do far worse, and I think that's not a bad suggestion whatsoever. Juventus are willing to sell Paulo Dybala. Manchester United ready to meet the demands, and they're going to be between 70 and 90 million. Whether that means that Lukaku needs to be shifted first, obviously Mauro Icardi's also been linked with the club. They can't sign them both, so Dybala will probably make more sense. Again, it all boils down to money. Kurt Zouma wants to move away from Chelsea to maintain first team football and get into the French squad for Euro 2020. Aston Villa have agreed an £8 million fee for Trezeguet, not David Trezeguet, the Egyptian winger who's 24 years old. Ademola Lookman is edging closer to exit talks as RB Leipzig are winning the race to sign him. He's obviously had stints in the Bundesliga on loan before. He's not quite been in favour under Marco Silva. There's a lot of wide talent that's sort of blocking his first team route. So it looks like Lookman is going to join that permanent exodus into the Bundesliga. And you can't really blame him. I think it just makes sense. You know, you can always sort of come back. I think German clubs use that model of getting young English, British talent and then, you know, seeing how they flourish, selling them back at a healthy profit, rinse, wash, repeat, and why not? Clinton Morrison, he's not on the transfer list or anything, he expects Wilf Zaha to remain at Selhurst Park because of interest that is coming from Arsenal by Munich, but doesn't really seem to be at the right level. Of course, Arsenal still way off the £80 million valuation and have been rebuffed in any latest approaches. I've spoken before about how they could sell Alex Iwobi. He himself has said that he probably would have to leave if Zaha comes in, but, you know, they still they need to find this extra pot of money to get the Ivorian in to then sell on the Nigerian. West Brom, they're closing in on their fourth signing of the summer after agreeing a fee of about £1.5 million for Darnell Furlong from QPR. And finally, Wolves are set to make a second offer for Olympiacos defender Pape Abu Cisse, the 23-year-old. Wolves have actually done, well, they've just sort of reconfirmed the business from last season. Like I said before, the business was so good last season, they haven't really sort of felt the need to sign many players. Credit to what they did last season, but obviously they want to try and add to their squad for their Europa League jaunt. And Abu Cisse looks like he could be making a move to Molineux. And that's your lot for this morning. So it just leaves me to say that my name's Dan Tracy. This is The Real Football Cast in association with Loserpool. And until next time, goodbye.